The high school bowl match you're about to hear was first on the air January 29th and 30th on WJTN and SC93.
As has been announced, it is Frisberg and Faulkner set to play high school bowl, and here to begin round one and meet the teams is Wendy Diamond.
Thank you very much, Dennis. First, let's meet the team from Frisberg. Could you introduce yourselves, please?
Kelson Laska, Jr.
Jacob Sears, Jr.
Veronica Novak, Sr.
Xander Pitt, sophomore.
Thank you. The captain for Frisberg is Veronica Novak, and the team is coached by Sean Laska. Let's meet our team from Faulkner.
Curtis Hannon, Jr.
Liam LaForest, Sr.
Maren McCain, Sr.
Ava Turk, Sr.
Thank you. The captain for Faulkner is Liam LaForest, and the team is coached by April Binkley. Round one, ready? Toss up. What is the sum of money that is paid to stockholders when a company makes a profit? Go ahead, Jacob from Frisberg.
Dividend.
Good for 5 points. Here is your bonus, Frisberg. What is the precise term for favoritism or patronage granted by persons in high positions to relatives or close friends?
Nepotism.
It's good for 3 points. Teams, here's your next toss-up question. In order to ensure survival by conquest, this Spaniard ordered all of his ships be burned after he arrived in Mexican territory in 1519. Name this conqueror. Go ahead, Jacob from Frisberg.
Cortez.
Good for 5 points. Here is your bonus, Frisberg. It's a choice question. Failure of the human body to properly metabolize calcium is most closely associated with the malfunctioning of the thyroid, parathyroids, pancreas, or adrenal glands.
Thyroid?
I'm sorry, it's the parathyroids, choice B. Teams, here's your next toss-up question. Gamboa is a city and resort in what Central American country? Go ahead, Jacob, Frisberg.
Mexico?
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Faulkner? Go ahead, Liam.
Panama.
That is correct. Good for 5 points. Here is your bonus, Faulkner. Something that lacks clear boundaries could be said to be amorphous. Spell the word amorphous.
A-M-O-R-P-H-O-U-S.
Good job. Good for 3 points. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. This is a massive structure built in ancient Mesopotamia and Iran in the form of a terraced compound of successively receding stories or levels, often with a temple or shrine at the top. Name this structure. Xander from Frisberg.
A ziggurat.
Good for 5 points. Here's your bonus, Frisberg. It's a choice question. Approximately how many members are there in the British House of Lords? Is it A, 100, B, 435, C, 650, or D, 800?
100.
I'm sorry, it's 800. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. From the fairy tale, first a necklace, then a ring. But what is the third thing the miller's daughter promises Rumpelstiltskin if he spins straw into gold one more time? Go ahead, Veronica from Frisberg.
Her firstborn child.
Good for 5 points. Here is your bonus, Frisberg. It's a math question. What is the measure of each exterior angle of an equilateral triangle? I'm sorry, it's 120 degrees. Teams, here's your next toss-up. Seven states in the United States have only one congressional member in the House of Representatives. Name any three. Go ahead, Curtis from Faulkner.
Wyoming.
Okay, I need
Wyoming.
Two.
Wyoming. Wait, I have to name three?
Three.
Please okay. Name three.
Wyoming, Vermont, and North Dakota.
Good job. Here's your bonus, Faulkner. Bowman's capsules are a part of what human body organ? That is your bonus, Faulkner.
Answer, please.
Liver.
I'm sorry, it's the kidney. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. It's another choice question. New York City, the largest city in the United States, currently has a population of around A, 6.8 million, B, 8.8 million, C, 10.8 million, or D, 12.8 million people. Go ahead, Jacob Frusberg.
8.8 million.
That is correct. Good for 5 points. Here is your bonus, Frusberg. In tennis, what one word describes the score when it is tied 40 all?
Love.
I'm sorry, it's deuce. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. One of the seven wonders of the ancient world, the temple at Ephesus was dedicated to what goddess of the moon and of the hunt? Go ahead, Alexander Frusberg.
Artemis.
Good for 5 points. Here's your bonus, Frusberg. One who has been evacuated could be referred to as an evacuee. Spell evacuee.
Answer, please.
E-V-A-C-U-E-E.
Good for 3 points. Teams, here's your next toss-up question. Which amendment to the United States Constitution has to do with unreasonable searches? Go ahead, Jacob Frusberg.
The Fourth Amendment.
Good for 5 points. Here is your bonus, Frusberg. A physician who specializes in organic disorders of the brain and nervous system is called what?
Neurologist?
You might not have fully caught that answer. It was neurologist.
Good for 3 points. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. It's another math question. What is the perimeter of a square whose area is 64? Go ahead, Jacob Frusberg.
32.
Good for 5 points. Here is your bonus, Frusberg. The erythrocytes of the human body are more commonly known as what?
Answer, please.
Ears.
Just want to make sure you caught that. The student said ears.
No, they are red blood cells.
That brings us to the end of the first round of this match. The current score is Frusberg has 49 points, Faulkner 13. There are still two rounds yet to go. I do want to fill in the other states, though. People were wondering about it. Alaska, Delaware, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Vermont, and Wyoming all have one representative. And we'll be back for round two of this match after this.
The rebroadcast of these high school bowl matches is made possible by Jamestown Community College and the JCC Alumni Association, the Weinberg Financial Group, the Chautauqua County Humane Society, Pepsi, and the Chautauqua Region Community Foundation.
We're back at Jamestown Community College, back at High School Bowl for round two of this match. Frusberg has 49 points and Faulkner 13. We want to thank Landon Stormer, who's a member of the Frusberg team, not on the panel at the moment, who's keeping score for us today as the volunteer scorekeeper. Landon, thank you. If you need to substitute him in the match, we'll find somebody else to keep score, or I might be able to do it. But anyway, here's round two and Wendy Diamond.
Thank you, Dennis. We do not have any changes on Frusberg's lineup. Veronica remains as Frusberg's captain. But we do have a new player for Faulkner. Could you introduce yourself, please?
Isabella, freshman.
Thank you. And Liam remains as Faulkner's captain. All right, here we go. Round two, toss up. In cattle markets and farming, what term is used for a heifer or cow that is close to calving? Go ahead, Xander from Frusberg.
In heat.
The student and Wendy were speaking almost at the same time. The answer presented was in heat.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Faulkner? Go ahead, Miranda.
Mature.
I'm sorry, that's also incorrect. The term is Springer. Teams, here's your next toss-up question. It's a choice question. A malevolent attitude is A, protective, B, spiteful, C, indifferent, or D, loving? Go ahead, Liam. Faulkner.
Spiteful.
Good for 5 points. And here is your bonus, Faulkner. This battle in World War I is notable as one of the worst in modern history for casualties, over 1 million, and for the first use of tanks. What's the battle?
Answer.
Trenton.
I'm sorry, it's the Battle of the Somme. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. What is the SI unit for the measure of capacitance, the ability to store an electrical charge? Go ahead, Liam Faulkner.
Ohms.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Frusberg? Go ahead, Veronica.
Amps.
I'm sorry, that's also incorrect. It's called a farad. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. Area 51 is a top-secret U.S. military research facility where some people think aliens have landed. What state is Area 51 in? Curtis,
Nevada.
Faulkner.
Nevada.
Good for 5 points. Here is your bonus, Faulkner. It's a math question. Bill is 4 times as old as John. In 20 years, he will be twice as old as John. How old is John now?
Answer. Liam, answer, please.
80.
John is 10. I'm sorry. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. Missa Solemnis, the Mass in C major, and Fidelio are all vocal works by what well-known composer of many instrumental works? Go ahead, Miranda. Faulkner.
Mozart.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Frusberg. Go ahead, Kelson.
Beethoven.
That is correct. Here is your bonus, Frusberg. Xenophobia is the fear of what?
Immigrants.
Would you take that?
I will take that. Foreigners, yeah. Three right. Additional points for Frusberg.
Teams, here's your next toss-up question. In the Shakespeare play Macbeth, Banquo is killed, but his son escapes. Name the son. Go ahead, Jacob. Frusberg.
Macduff.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Faulkner.
No takers.
The son's name is Flance. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. The Long March of 1934 and 1935 was an important historical development in what Asian nation? Go ahead, Jacob. Frusberg.
China.
Good for 5 points. Here is your bonus, Frusberg. Though some of the claims are uncertain, the work of Zacharias Janssen in Holland around 1600 has been related to 2 great advancements in the world of scientific observation. Name either one.
Answer, please.
No answer.
The telescope and the microscope. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. The Loop is connected to the Gold Coast by the Magnificent Mile. In what major United States city? Go ahead, Jacob. Frusberg.
San Francisco.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Faulkner.
No takers.
It's Chicago. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. In the terminology of music tempos, if a piece is to be played faster than andante or moderato, but slower than allegro, what term would be placed above the staff at the beginning? Go ahead, Isabella. Faulkner.
Presto.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Frusberg. Go ahead, Kelson.
Allegro moderato.
Not really.
I've got allegretto.
Our judgment call on that question was challenged. I'll say more about it at the end of the match. Stay tuned.
Teams, here is your next toss-up. Late in 2021, this former senator and Senate majority leader from Nevada died at the age of 82. Name him.
Wendy.
It's Harry Reid. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. It's a choice question. If someone has witnessed a Donnybrook, have they seen A, a body of water, B, an avalanche, C, a fight, or D, a fashion show? Go ahead, Jacob. Frusberg.
C, a fight.
That's correct. Here is your bonus, Frusberg. Your bonus is a math question. What is the next prime number after 47? I'm sorry, it's 53. Teams.
And that brings us to the end of round two of this contest. The current score is Frusberg has 62 points and Faulkner 23. There's one round yet to go, and we'll be right back.
Scott. Scholarship support for High School Bowl comes from the Jamestown Community College Alumni Association and the Chautauqua Region Community Foundation. The Alumni Association providing a scholarship for 2 years to one student at the championship school to attend Jamestown Community College. In the case of the Chautauqua Region Community Foundation, they provide a scholarship to the second place team each year in High School Bowl.
We're back for the final round of this match. Frisburg has 62 points and Faulkner 23. Coincidental to the Springer question is the fact that Lisa Kempesty is in the room here. She's a dairy livestock agent for Cornell Cooperative Extension in Chautauqua County. She probably taught me that piece of information that was written into that question. Cooperative Extension is headquartered in the same building at the Carnahan Center here at Jamestown Community College in Jamestown. And Lisa, thanks for stopping by to watch the contest today. Now, over to Wendy and round three of this event.
Thank you very much, Dennis. We do not have any changes for Frewsburg's lineup. Veronica remains as Frewsburg's captain, but we do have a new player for Faulkner. Could you introduce yourself, please?
Josh Erickson, freshman.
Thank you. And Liam remains as Faulkner's captain. Teams, here we go. Round three, toss up. The Great White Fleet was a set of 16 battleships sent around the world to showcase United States naval power. By what 20th century president? Go ahead, Curtis. Faulkner.
Dwight D. Eisenhower.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Frewsburg. Go ahead, Jacob.
Harry Truman.
I'm sorry, that's also incorrect. We're a little earlier in the century. Theodore Roosevelt. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. Most color blindness occurs in men, and most men who are colorblind have trouble distinguishing two colors. What two? Go ahead, Liam. Faulkner.
Red and green.
Good for 5 points. Here is your bonus, Faulkner. You have just taken a long airplane flight to the capital of Malaysia. What city have you landed in?
Answer?
No answer.
It's Kuala Lumpur. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. Named for a character he once played in a film, actor-director Robert Redford had a key role in establishing this successful film festival featuring American films that occurs early in each new year. What's the festival? Go ahead, Miranda. Faulkner.
Sundance.
Good for 5 points. Here's your bonus, Faulkner. It's a math question. What is the distance between the ordered pair, quantity 0, 0, and quantity 3, 4?
It's a bonus.
You don't need to buzz because it's a bonus. 5.
Correct. Good for 3 points. And an extra buzzer. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. In 2021, Apple, the company, started marketing a 1¼-inch location monitoring disc designed, the firm said, to help people keep track of stuff. Others say it encourages stalking. What's the disc called? Go ahead, Josh Faulkner.
AirTag.
The student and Wendy spoke virtually at the same time. The answer given was AirTag.
Yes, good for 5 points. Faulkner, here is your bonus. In Aesop's fable, who rationalized that a bunch of grapes must be sour after he was unable to reach them?
Fox.
Good for 3 points. Teams, here's your next toss-up question. It's another choice question. Man first stepped on the moon in July of what year? Is it Frewsburg?
1969.
That was left choice C. Yes, good for 5 points. Here is your bonus, Frewsburg. If you are working in a chemistry lab and some H2SO4 is spilled, what substance needs to be cleaned up?
Hydrochloric acid?
I'm sorry, it's sulfuric acid. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. La Crosse, Eau Claire, and Wausau are all cities in what state? Go ahead, Jacob. Frewsburg.
Michigan.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Faulkner. Go ahead, Curtis.
Oklahoma.
Sorry, that's also incorrect. It's Wisconsin. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. What English word is derived from the Persian Shah Mata, meaning the king is helpless? Go ahead, Liam. Faulkner.
Surrender.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Frewsburg.
No takers.
Checkmate. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. In early January of 2022, this man, a former city police captain, became mayor of New York City. Name him.
Name him, Wendy.
It's Eric Adams. Teams, your next toss-up question is a math question. If x over 4 minus 4 equals 8, what is the value of x? Go ahead, Liam Faulkner.
48.
Good for 5 points. Here is your bonus, Faulkner. Gandalf is one of the protagonists in what prominent 20th century book or series of books?
Answer, please.
Lord of the Rings.
Good for 3 points. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. This midterm election in the United States was historic in that it resulted in the highest losses by one party in the United States House since 1938 and the largest House swing since 1948. In what year did this election occur? Go ahead, Curtis. Faulkner.
2008.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Frisberg. Go ahead, Jacob.
2018.
That's also incorrect. It's 2010. Teams, here is your next toss-up. It's another choice question. Which of the following is an igneous rock with large crystals that hardened underground? Is it marble, granite, limestone, or sandstone? Go ahead, Veronica. Frisberg.
Granite.
Good for 5 points. Here is your bonus, Frisberg. You are driving west out of the Oklahoma Panhandle on U.S. Route 412. What state do you immediately enter?
Answer, please.
Colorado.
I'm sorry, it's New Mexico. Teams, your next toss-up is another math question. If an item costs $4.20 after a 40% discount, what was its original price? Go ahead, Jacob. Frisberg.
$6.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Faulkner. Go ahead, Liam.
$6.60.
I'm sorry, it's $7. Teams, here is your next toss-up. The Day of Judgment is Near is one of the messages of this minor prophet whose book is the shortest in the Old Testament. Name the prophet.
I'll have you name the prophet, Wendy.
It's Obadiah.
In a closely competed match, the final score at the buzzer, Frisberg has 72 points and Faulkner 52. Congratulations to both teams, and thanks again to Landon Stormer, our volunteer scorekeeper from Frisberg.